quick question, Donna. How did you get into this?
How did I get into the industry?
The industry,
senior?
Yes.
Quickly, I will just tell you, I was a human resources professional, and our then CEO called me up and said, hey, I need a vice president of HR. And I said, I can't come to work for you because I'm scared to death of nursing homes, because I had had a really... when my grandfather was in a nursing home many, many years ago, it was not a good experience. It was very frightening to me. And he basically told me, get over yourself and come see what we have to offer. And what I found was not a scary place, but a place of life and meaningful life and real home and people who absolutely love and care for seniors. And it changed my attitude very quickly. And here I am 13 years later as the chief operating officer at LifeStream.
And winner of a recent award that I'm very proud of for you, that Arizona Leading Age Award of Honor, right?
Super honored that my team nominated me for that award and that our association that is made up of a ton of really great people have awarded me with that. So I'm super honored. So thank you.
Well, LifeStream is in good hands because you have such a passion and a vision for this whole end of age of part of life. Donna, just talk through LifeStream in general. If people are listening and want to know what you have and where to find you, just give them a little picture of what LifeStream is and what has to offer in the Valley.
We have four communities here in the Valley. Our LifeStream at Northeast Phoenix is located at Cave Creek in the 101. They have independent living and assisted living, but their real shining star there is that they provide beautiful memory support in homes that are much like we talked about on the short-term rehab. These are homes like that with 10 private rooms that people who require that memory support are living out their absolute best life in beautiful space, but with a really neat group of caregivers that provide that. Also coming to that community here in just a few weeks is what we call Independent Plus. It's also in one of those 7,000 square foot homes. It's for folks who can't quite live independently any longer, need some supportive services, and they want to live in community, and we call it Independent Plus at LifeStream at Northeast Phoenix. We also have LifeStream at Thunderbird, which is at 55th Avenue and Thunderbird Road. Independent living and assisted living in a beautiful apartment community that surrounds a courtyard, again, with fun dining and community with other people. We have our LifeStream at Sunridge, which is in Surprise, Arizona. That is a skilled nursing building that also provides long-term care. And so people can live there in that sweet little family environment. And finally, LifeStream at Youngtown, which is home to a full continuum of care, but most importantly today is our short-term rehab home that just opened there.
And there's a special for April?
We do have a special for April. We have a $4,000 move-in special that applies to our independent living, and you can use that $4,000 for move-in fees and a couple of upfront months on your rent, and just give a call or go to our website is probably the best place at lifestreamliving.com and tell us that you want that $4,000 move-in special.
We so appreciate you joining us this morning, Donna. It's been a really treat, a big treat to visit with you. And people want to find more information, too, the podcast that you've created, they can find on KTAR stream.
We did do a fun podcast with Jamie West from KTAR. You can find that at seniorlivingchecklist.com.
And you have six more episodes planned for the year?
We do. We're going to be doing some more recording with Jamie West here in the next couple of months.
So additional resources as we get ahead of it. The earlier we start putting time, thought, and consideration into it, the better we will be for when that time comes, the better prepared, the easier it will be to make that transition. And you guys had talked about being taken advantage of earlier. And I know an example, he's no longer with us, so I can say that, but there was a gentleman here in town that took care of his mom for years and years and years. And when she finally passed, she had left everything to him, and he spent the remaining part of his life fighting off his siblings, who were all after the parents' money that they thought they were owed a portion to, but was left to him because he was the only one that cared enough to bring him into their home and take care of them till the end of their life. And, you know, what should have been a great story, he spent the rest of his life, you know, fighting off his siblings, who were trying to take advantage of them. So.
Plan.
Well, we hope y'all enjoyed this entire month of universal design and took something out of it and can apply it to your life and better it some way, shape, or form. We move into April where we talk interior hard surfaces, primarily flooring and countertop and tile applications in your home, castle, or cabin. Here at Rosie on the House, have a great week. Be thankful for the God above you, those beside you, and the life before you.